Today, we will study lesson number 5 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos, and we will begin the second perek, the first and second Mishnah of the second perek of Maseches Shavuos. Still, we're still in the subject of Yedios HaTumah, and not yet into the topic of Shavuos, of oaths, which of course is the major topic discussed in this Masechta. But still, this entire perek, as we will see, deals further with the major topic of the first perek, namely Yedios HaTumah. So, the Mishnah begins, Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shehin Arba. That's how the whole Masechta began, with Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, and that is that there are two categories of tumah, which are min haTorah, namely a person who is tameh but unknowing that he is tameh, unaware that he is tameh, eats kodesh number one, or enters the mikdash number two. That's shtayim, shehein arba, which they can be multiplied into four, because they can be multiplied into a situation where a person is aware he is tameh, but not aware that the meat he is eating is kodesh. That would be example number 3. Or he knows and is aware that he is tameh, but he enters into the Beis HaMikdash not knowing that it is the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash. That would be number 4, Shtayim Shehein Arba, and the Mishnah explains, Nitma, if a person becomes tameh, vi yoda, and he knows he became tameh, so it's yesh ba yediya betchila, v'nelma mimenu hatumah, then he forgot that he was tameh. That's the helem bintayim, the period of forgetfulness between the first yediya and the second yediya, v'zachur es hakodesh, and he knows full well, having forgotten that he's tameh, he knows full well that the meat he's about to eat is shlamim, is a korban for shlamim, for example. That's one major category of yedios hatumah. Another major category is ne'elam mimenu hakodesh v'zochures hatumah. He became tameh. He knows full well that he is tameh. And he eats some meat, thinking it's plain meat from the restaurant, not knowing that this is meat from a korban. Ne'elami menu hakodesh v'zocher es hatumah. That's major category number 2. Or ne'elmu mimenu zevozeh. He forgot that he was tameh, and he forgot that this basar was korban meat. V'yochal es hakodesh, and he ate kodesh. Velo yoda, and at that point he knew nothing. Umishochal yoda, and after he ate he found out. This phrase refers to all the cases, all 3 cases we've had so far, because this is Mishochal yoda is the idea besof, which we require in order to be mechuyav and a korban ola v'yored. And so the scenarios here are 3. Number 1, nitma v'yoda v'nel meno hatuma v'zocher es hakodesh, and then, mishochal yoda. Number 2, ne'elami meno hakodesh v'zocher es hatuma, and then, mishochal yoda. And number 3, ne'elmu memenu zevazeh v'yochal es hakodesh v'lo yoda, u'mishochal yoda. In these 3 cases, harei zeh ba'ole v'yoreh. Now, case number 3 here is not included in the shtayim shehein arba. The Shtayim Shehein Arba would be the first and second cases that we just studied, but not the third, because the third is really just a combination of the first and second. The first, he forgot he was tameh. In the second, he forgot this was kodesh. In the third, he forgot both. That doesn't qualify to be a new category. It's just categories number 1 and actually number 1 and number 3. But only 2 of the Shtayim Shehein Arba are included in the 3 that we just studied. Now, the Mishnah continues. Nitma, he became tameh. Vi yoda, he knew he became tameh. Yesh bo yediya betchila. V'nelma mimenu tumah, and he forgot that he was tameh. And he entered the Mikdash. V'zochur es ha-Mikdash, he knows this is the Mikdash he's entering. So, but his helem is regarding the tumah. That's case number 1 in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Mikdash situation. Ne'elam mimenu mikdash. Or He's walking, takes a walk one day and doesn't realize that the grounds he's walking on are the Beis HaMikdash. But V'zocher es HaTumah, he knows that he's Tumah. Or Nelmu Mimenu Zev Ozev, he both forgets that he was Tumah and forgets that this property here is the Beis HaMikdash's property. V'nigdash L'Mikdash, and he entered the Mikdash. V'lo Yoda, so in the time that he entered the Mikdash, he was in the state of Helem. Hu Mishayotza Yoda, when he left the Beis HaMikdash, then, Oy Gevald, that was the Beis HaMikdash, Oy Gevald, you were Tumah, Harezeh Ba'olev Yored. So these are the Shtayim Shehen Arba, and each of the Shtayim Shehen Arba is, in this Mishnah, we add to it the double whammy when he was ignorant both of Tumah and of Kodesh, or both of Tumah and of Mikdash. So here we have in the first Mishnah the various scenarios which constitute the Idios HaTumah Shtayim Shehen Arba. In Mishnah Beis, we begin to define the situation. Okay, if you're Tumah, you're not allowed to enter the Mikdash. What precisely is the Mikdash? Where is the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah says, Echod HaNichnas LaAzora, whether a person enters into the temple courtyard known as the Azora, if a person enters into the Azora, not knowing that he's not allowed to do so if he's Tumah. If he doesn't know that he's Tumah and he enters the Azora, then he is Mechuyov a Korban Olav Yored if Yesh Bayadiyah Betchila, Helen Bintayim, and Yesh Bayadiyah Besof. But suppose a person enters an area which is the extension of the Azora, because as we will soon see, the Jewish people were given the power to extend the boundaries of the Azora and make them larger, so that the perimeter is now further away than it was before. And that new area, the extension of the Azora, is called Tosefes o Azora. So suppose a person is Tumah and enters the Tosefes o Azora. He too, if he entered it unknowingly, and Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Tchilav, Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Sof, Ve'Helem Mintayim, would be Mechuyav into a Korban Ola V'Yored. The reason is, says the Mishnah, because the Tosefes or Azora is not done arbitrarily. It's not somebody wakes up one fine morning and says, you know, the Azora is getting crowded, I'm going to add a few square yards onto it. No, it takes quite a group to sanctify this Tosefes, to sanctify this extension. Shein Mosifin al Ho'ir v'al Ho'azoros, one is not allowed to expand the city of Yerushalayim or the Azoros of the Beis HaMikdash, Ella, unless you have the participation of the Melech, the Novi, a Novi, the Urim V'Tumim, Sanhedrin Shel Shivim V'Yechod, Ubishtei Todos, Ubishir. The Gemara derives this from the fact that when the very first Beis HaMikdash, namely the Mishkan, was sanctified, you had there Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Melech, Vayehi Bishurun Melech, and of course he had a status of a Navi. Lokam B'Yisrael Navi Kamoshe. And the Urim Betumim was there. And there was Sanhedrin Shel Shivim V'Yechad. So for the end of time, to expand the city of Yerushalayim, halachically, or to expand the Azora, you require a king, the king, a Navi, the Urim Betumim, the Sanhedrin Shel Shivim V'Yechad, and Shtei Todos. You also brought two Lachmei Toda, two breads, which were chametz breads, which were offered as a Toda offering. Those two loaves of bread also had to participate in the parade, so to speak, which expanded the Azora or the ear, uvishir, and the shir was recited. The Gemara tells us the shir that was recited was Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayas LeDavid Aromimcho Hashem Kidi Lisoni Tehilim Lamed Uveizdin Mahalchin, and in the parade, the Beis Din walks in front. Ushtei Todos Achareihem, the two loaves of bread, Thanksgiving breads, so to speak, follow the Beis Din. V'chol Yisroel Achareihem, it's a whole parade. And when it comes to those two loaves of bread, there are two. There's one inner bread, one's closer inward toward the perimeter of the Azora or the ear. One's further out, away from the original perimeter. Hapanimis ne'echeles v'hachitzono nisrefes. The inner one was eaten by the Kohanim, and the outer one was burnt. All right, so this was all part of the pomp, all part of the ceremony that was done to expand and to sanctify new territory as being part of the Azora. So therefore, since the new Azora, the Tosefes Azora, went through all these procedures, Melech, Venorik, Vumetumim, and the whole parade, the Shnei Lachmei Toda, etc., so it becomes bona fide 100% Azora, and if a Tomei enters there, unknowingly, Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Tchila, Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Sof, he would be Mechuyev in the Korban Olav Yored Bot, V'chol Shalona Asa B'chol Elu. Suppose the Azora was expanded, but not with a Melech Novi, etc. Just someone decided to expand it a bit. Fine, you have a bigger Azora. But Hanichnas Lishom, if a person enters there, Tomei Ein Chayov Naleho, he is not Chayev, it is not bona fide Azora with reference to a Tomei entering there, unless it had the whole procedure of Melech Novi, V'urim Betumim, etc. And so we have finished Mishnah number 2, and with it, lesson number 5.